Marcus Hanalei Marzan has been weaving lohala for more than 20 years. He perpetuates the centuries-old tradition of weaving dried leaves of the pandanus or hala tree.
The hala tree was very significant in Hawaii and even the rest of the Pacific. You know, that's the primary source of weaving material for utilitarian objects, from baskets to mats. They were used for the sails of canoes. So, you know, when you think of it from that perspective, that was the one material necessary for our people of the Pacific to really inhabit and settle all of the islands.
Marzan shares the story of hala as he weaves fine strips of the leaf or lauhala into a traditional Hawaiian fan. He explains the type of leaf you harvest depends on the type of weaving project you undertake. If you need a lot of detail, like his lauhala fan or a bracelet,
then you would look for lau that are soft and supple. If you're a maker of, you know, large practical things like very heavy-duty baskets or floor mats with the big weave, then you would want to look for lauhala that actually is a lot more thick and stiff.
He harvests leaves from hala groves in Haiku, where he grew up, but those groves and others across the island chain are now under threat by an invasive species, the hala scale.
The hala scale is a hard scale that attacks only hala.
Derek Arakaki is a pest control specialist with the State Department of Agriculture.
First, it stops producing fruit. Then eventually you get a lot of leaf fall. When the infestation gets so high, the plant will die.
The hala scale causes leaf deformities, discoloration, stunting, twisting, rendering the leaves useless to weavers. Systemic insecticides have proven successful in the state's eradication efforts, but public education remains the greatest weapon against the invasive scale.
It's important that lauhala weavers be selective in where they get their leaves from. Be on the lookout for the hala scale. If you look closely with a hand lens, it's oval and there's a ring around the edge. What you see is the white fluff around the black scale.
It was originally discovered in Hana in 1995. Within a decade, it spread over the entire island of Maui. Since then, infestations were also found on Oahu and Molokai.
It's really, really sad to see the impact of this scale on the lauhala weaving community. This one little insect can really make a big difference in how we approach our cultural practice.
For HBR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.